perfect decision rarely exists. Or let me be more clear, it doesn't exist at all, as long as humans are involved. There is no such thing as perfect decisions. Time is often the scarcest resource in business. So it's even more crucial to decide at all and to decide fast enough. Welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast, your podcast for leadership with impact. My name is Stefan and I am your podcast host. And today's episode is about a topic that affects all of us daily. Making decisions, or more precisely, making smart decisions without having all the information. Dare to decide, even without all the answers. Do you know this feeling? You're expected to decide, you're willing to decide, but some key information is still missing. The situation is unclear, the consequences hard to predict. Welcome to the reality of most modern leaders, the reality of modern leadership. If in 2022 we still felt distracted once in a while because of social media, because of lots of information available, we still knew the start, where we were, we knew our destination, but sometimes we got distracted. I think nowadays, you and me and many others as leaders, maybe we sometimes don't only feel distracted, but even disoriented. At least more and more people feel so on some days. That means they do no longer know where they are. They do no longer know where they are going to head. And if you think about a ship that has lost course, they feel their ship is upside down, with the sail in the ground and the bottom facing upwards. That's called disorientation. And therefore, I think it's all the more important that you and I as leaders help those people get back on track and get back to orientation by taking decisions, by daring to decide, even if we don't have all the answers. So, unclear situation, consequences hard to predict, and that's what we need to do today. Still take decisions. The perfect decision rarely exists, or let me be more clear, it doesn't exist at all, as long as humans are involved. There is no such thing as perfect decisions. But what sets successful leaders apart from the many others in those moments? They decide anyway. Consciously, wisely, and courageously. In my 35 years as a leader, I've come across a couple of repeated pain points. The first 25 years I led in the corporate world. At first I led 6, at last I led 12,000 people in 22 markets. And then I founded 2 successful startups. First my own, and then together with 6 partners, a successful fast-growing AI business, the NewNow Group in Frankfurt and Vienna. So I've seen a lot. I've taken a lot of decisions. Thank God I made many mistakes, because success is not a series of good decisions. It includes inevitably a number of bad decisions, a number of mistakes. So I'm glad I made all of those mistakes. So here are the pain points I've seen across those 35 years in those many situations where we had to decide. First, you wait too long for the perfect information. And you lose speed and precious time while waiting for perfection. 2, you decide too much alone and you isolate yourself. As a result, you get lower quality decisions than possible. You get just to what you can do best yourself. And 3, you fear making the wrong decision and you end up not taking any decision at all. Have you ever had that moment when you went to your boss, to the woman or the man leading your department or your country or your company? Maybe going to your investor if you're a founder. You went there and you said, look, Here is the situation, here is the problem, here is my proposal, here are the three options, and my proposal is option B. And here are the key reasons why. 1, 2, and 3. This is why this is the best option. And all you're hoping for is a yes. Something you could also live with is a no, if it's well reasoned. But something that's really hard to sustain is a maybe or no decision at all. That's for sure the worst that I have ever seen in my own life. Not making a decision at all, right? And how demanding this whole thing is, I was reminded of just a week ago. I co-hosted and my company sponsored a global conference with 500 participants from every single continent. All of them were former managers and leaders of my first employer, Procter & Gamble, a global consumer goods company with a US heart, a truly global business whose products are now in the hands of 5 billion consumers all over the world. So it's truly global. And every one of these 500 people has gone on to build impressive careers. Some of them really exceptionally successful leaders in P&G and in their time afterwards, during and beyond their P&G time. To kick off the conference, I moderated a fireside chat with former Procter & Gamble CEO David Taylor, who served P&G for 42 years, the last 7 years as chairman, president, and chief executive officer. And I happen to know David well because he has been my own line manager for 3 years in my time in Geneva. And by his side, I had tech startup founder and Evor CEO, Daniel Dippold. Daniel is 30 years old and from a completely different time and industry. He's a tech startup founder. David has turned, like me, we've turned 30 a couple of times. And David is, I think, 66 as we speak today in June 2025 and has run a completely different kind of company with 100,000 employees. So when I had them in the room, when I had them on stage, I asked the whole audience, guys, show of hands, who here in this room has ever regretted making an important decision too late? Every single hand went up. Every single one, including mine, right? So this is a topic that we all know, making important decisions too late. And that matters more and more nowadays because of another thought I'd like to share with you regarding resources and resource scarcity. If I think about resources in the context of businesses, of companies, then there are two. I always struggle a bit to call humans resources, but if you want, feel free. The two resources I'd like to think about and talk about are money and time. Both matter. And don't get me wrong, money still matters. There is no doubt about it. Because ultimately, businesses need to return money to be worthwhile investing and running. Otherwise, you could carry your money to the bank and get more return than investing into that business. So businesses need to make money. There is no doubt. But today, time is often the scarcer resource in business. Time is often the scarcest resource in business. So it's even more crucial to decide. To decide at all and to decide fast enough. Let me share a key sentence up front. In my experience, in at least 99.5, if not 99.9% of all decision-making moments, we should no longer go for perfection, but better fast than perfect. Better fast than perfect would be my mantra. And in order to get close to that situation and to make more good decisions, here are my 3 best tips for you that help you, that should help you and inspire you to dare to make a decision, even when you don't have all the answers, and still dial up the share of good decisions you're going to make. Tip number 1. Use decision windows instead of deadlines. Don't necessarily decide immediately right now, but rather decide consciously and communicate clearly. What exactly am I still waiting for before I decide? How can I get what I'm waiting for in good enough quality and by when? And how long is it actually reasonable to wait before I decide? So let's unpeel this bit. So unpack and peel the onion. What is a decision window? It's not just a date and time. It's more a clearly defined frame of time, a time frame, a period in which you do a couple of things. You clarify all open questions. You specify them. You prioritize them. You define the essential questions. Then you collect further information around those essential questions, but only if further information is truly helpful to make a better decision. Not just truly helpful to repeat the same learning the 12th time round and just make someone feel better because there is safety and certainty. It doesn't exist, right? So only invest time and only invest time for further information if it truly helps to make a slightly better decision or a much better decision. And then decide. Make a sound decision, even if not everything can be known ever. So why are traditional deadlines problematic? Why can they be problematic? And let me be clear. In some occasions, in many moments, we need to agree a timing, because then others are waiting for the decision, and maybe dozens, hundreds of thousands of people are waiting for a decision to come. Still, traditional deadlines can be problematic because they put pressure on you to decide maybe before you're ready. And if you're not ready, then consider whether you need to delay the deadline. Or deadlines can also lead to decision avoidance. Either people tend to postpone the deadline and just delay the deadline until the cows come home indefinitely. Or they wait until the deadline is there, although they can make the decision now, maybe even weeks or months ahead of the deadline. They are ready. But the deadline, since it exists, leads to decision delay or avoidance. Or, that's another potentially problematic aspect of deadlines, you lose trust if you decide too early or too late. Why can a decision window be better? I think it can be better because it combines clarity with flexibility. By when do I want to decide? And what do I need to know by then? It makes your decision-making process more transparent to you, to your team, to your management, or to your investor, if that's your boss. And it reduces the pressure and the reactivity by creating space to think rather than just collecting information. Build in some time to think. And that built-in time to think not only does not really make the decision slower, it might make it faster. For sure, it can make it better. Let me give you an example. I will decide this innovation decision this week. On Wednesday, I will decide whether we will produce and develop product A or product B. The respective alternative will be stopped on that day. So by Wednesday, I would like clarification on the financials, specifically the return on investment, and transparency on the key assumptions underlying the return on investment calculation. Then on Thursday, we will meet here in this room and we will decide together based on the best knowledge available until that day. That's a simple example that helps make a good decision until a certain day and in a certain time frame and window. So point number one, tip number one, use decision windows instead of deadlines and clearly articulate what happens in the window. Tip number two, decide. By all means, decide. Not perfectly, but decide and explain the reason why. So, for example, you could say, what we know is this. What we don't know yet is that. And we are still deciding today because we know enough. Yeah, we know this. We don't know that yet. But we are deciding now because we know enough to now move forward in direction A. And everything else we will refine and optimize as we implement along the way. So this clarity to take a decision, to say we go route A and not B, to explain why you're deciding now, and communicating to your organization that the current level of information is good enough or more than good enough to make the decision at stake. And then giving them the perspective that it's not only accepted, but even expected that some things aren't clear yet, but that they will be optimized and clarified along the way. This kind of decision making, this kind of communication, this kind of leadership builds trust. So that's tip number two. Decide, not perfectly, but explain the reason behind it. And tip number three, use collective intelligence. Let me quote one of the many quotes I really enjoy from David Taylor. And I would walk through fire for this man. And he knows that I'm saying this now, probably the 400th time without him being in the room. Why? One of the quotes he said in Berlin just the other week is, "No single one of us is better than all of us together." Unquote, David Taylor. I love it. In the preparation for the fireside chat, I understood for the first time so clearly what inspires him. And that must have been one of the driving engines and energies that helped David to make such an incredibly successful long career, being the CEO of one of the strongest companies on the planet, followed now by being the board chairman of Delta Airlines and Appella Sanofi spinoff. Just amazing. Huh? No single one of us is as good as all of us. And what inspires David deep down is getting a team together and together achieving something that matters. That's what inspires him, and that's what inspires me. And that's why I'm sharing this thought here with you. Use collective intelligence. You and me as leaders, we do not need to know it all. No one can know it all. And our role in decision-making is not to have the best idea. Our customers don't give a damn who had the idea, whether it's yours or mine or anybody else's. They don't care who had the idea. They are not buying the senders of ideas. They are buying value and good quality. So get quick, focused input from two or three smart colleagues and minds. Two to three smart minds who can add value on the subject that you are debating. And do not try to build consensus, but sharpen your own thinking. And don't just share a broad topic. Ask a precise and specific and essential question. Ask two to three people with relevant perspectives. And then listen. Not in order to confirm your own opinion, but to understand their perspective. So that your own perspective becomes more complete, clearer, and your decision becomes better. And sometimes just 5 or 10% better is the decisive difference between average and great decisions and results. So, a closing thought for you before we summarize and before I ask you for one little thing. Leadership means making decisions, even when gaps remain. They will always remain. Good decisions, not perfect ones. And fast enough decisions to have impact. Those who make good enough decisions and act on them gain speed, trust, and results. So please dare to decide even without all the answers. And in summary, the three best tips I have for you are: use decision windows instead of deadlines. 2, decide. Not perfectly, but decide and explain the meaning. And 3, use collective intelligence. And finally, just one little click. If I can ask you to please go into the show notes and participate in a simple survey with one simple click. Question: do you often have to decide alone? Yes or no? Please into the show notes and click. And thank you so much for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed it. You found something useful for you, for your journey, for your team, for your company. And if you did find this podcast valuable today, then please feel free to subscribe to it. Please leave us a quick review. And please feel free to share it with others. Welcome to the LightWolf community, and looking forward to welcoming you again next Monday. See you. Take care. Bye-bye.